Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith
and
international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Night.
Interface complete.
World premiere.
What the business is, man, is your boy DJ Shooting, and you're in tune to the sound of the Puppet Master, you dig? What it look like? Holla for boy. Yeah.
Love my city, cause the hood rides with you.
One of the finest in the city. Bring your elbows, touch your toes, kitty, kitty.
not disturb a girl, go hit spins. Back it up, tune it up like hut one, hut two, play action. Sexual attraction, now I'm asking, mama, what's your name, where you from? I'm leaving early, would you love to come and come? She's all about making it come. She's infatuated with the big faces. The smell of money, you can almost taste it. VIP, smoke heavy, get wasted. Sliding through the club like I might not make it. Not a hidden stick, chronic. Doggy style rub, burn from hitting it on the floor.
Coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. Then he goes, touch the toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. And like, roof, roof. Coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. Then he goes, touch the toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. And roof, roof. Coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that.
Come here, pretty hoe. Yeah, sexy bitch, cause you already know I'm a dog. And a bitch is all y'all. Kept me barking and parking like bitch, let me get them dogs. Hell no, puppy dogs can't bark like this. For real, you know what this is. Big dog, and I got just what you need. A big dog, bitch. And tell the truth, you know you're supposed to be a big dog, bitch. Some motherfucker, young dumb fella, cause they put a bank on ya. I'm rated R, bitch, they can put a rank on ya. Yeah, I bet you will, but still, I'ma show you how to pay your own bills. Make your own meals by using your own skills. Plus, when I bust best dick, you can feel. Get the moderate Marvin Gaye, the sexual hill. Rated R, C, hemp, you can hear us from the real.
Like, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. And like, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty.
From your head to your toes, girl, you're so cute. Look at that shit, think she finer than you. Suck in your tummy, baby, do what you do. Girl, that bitch ain't a dime like you. So thick, good lord, back it up, you the center of attention. Restroom full of them alcoholic pissing. Suckers end up missing. Be the hater to submission, no bullshitting. From Valley Park to VIP, I am simply VIMP. From the bread, pop bottles, and a few G's. Roll up, puff, 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 pass some trees. Every pair of cheese got the sharpest crease. Ass so fat, girl, I see your G-screen. You my number one draft pick, join the team. Do the whipped cream. Freak, I'm like,
roof, roof. Coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty.
Yes, well, well. Ah, boy. Even the dog that pitches upon Babylon wall shall answer when Jah call. So Rasta man, shake not his dreadlocks. Rastafari, live it, see it, why?
Shake them bread, yo, shake them bread, bro, shake them bread, whoa, shake them bread, yo. Shake, 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 take it down low. Shake, and let the bread beat the gold. Shake them bread, yo, shake them bread, bro, shake them bread, whoa, shake them bread, yo. Shake, 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 take it down low. And let them dreads beat the gold. As soon as I wake up, I jump out the bed. Wipe my face with a hot towel and shake my dreads. Throw a bag of that booty tie straight to the head. It's hard to watch the feds with my eyes so red. You can bounce for Tampa, but don't hurt nothing. If you got dreads in your head, I wanna see you shake something. He got pretty boy a lot. Tell that boy stop running. Tell a man ain't no rude boy. Tell that boy stop stunning. With that yawn in his head, that boy ain't no dread. I deal with top shotters, big ballers, big bread, big paper, big cheesy. You heard what I said, nigga? Shake your dreads, and y'all boys ain't dead. Shake them bread, yo. Shake them bread, bro. Shake them bread, whoa. Shake them bread, yo. Shake, 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 take it down low. Shake, and let them dreads beat the gold. Shake them bread, yo. Shake them bread, bro. Shake them bread, whoa. Shake them bread, yo. Shake, 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 take it down low. And let them dreads beat the floor. I'm in my car, my dreads, I shake them out the window. To the side, I drop the top, so my lock can feel the wind blow. Shout out to them outer niggas, rockers, they my people. We twisted up and locked up, shake dreads that will beat you. I ain't never seen this many dread heads before. Niggas singing in the mall, dog, all in the store. My nigga Irish shake his dreads when he ready to smoke. And Fat Man shake his dreads when he full of that dope. My girl April, she bad, she got dreads to her ass. She put cactus in the hair, that shit be looking like grass. I picked my ball from school, and it's teacher was mad. I asked her what was wrong. He shaking dreads in class. Shake them bread, yo. Shake them bread, bro. Shake them bread, bro. Shake them bread.
Thank you. One's for thirsty. Making meals.
Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Start the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. All the girls saying he's so cool, that man, he's that dude.
Yeah.
He's so smooth, he got a moving like Moulin Rouge. Keep him bending like Fouton's juice. Gucci coupons, boo. Gucci coupons, baby, Gucci coupons. If you want them, I got them. Gucci coupons. Gucci coupons, baby, Gucci coupons.
Yeah, you want them, I got them, Gucci coupons. I let them fly in the wind when the roof's gone. Your boyfriend, old news, it's a new dawn. And in my pocket's a stack of the Gucci coupons. You know you love when you see them and want to do wrong. You want to slide with your boy and chill to the morn. Go somewhere and get real sweaty and get it on. I don't know, is it my swag or the Gucci coupons? Even though my swag is like too strong, I never question the strength of the Gucci coupons. And when the dimes walk by, I just flash them. And plus they can see I'm in a drop magnum. And when I jump out, I'm in the latest fashion. Thick chain, pinky ring, your boy looking dash on. You better believe the kid be on his job, but still, I don't know is it my swag or the Gucci coupons.
All the girls saying he's so cool, that man,
yeah.
He's that dude,
yeah.
He's so smooth, he's got a moving like Moulin Rouge. Keep him bending like Fouton's juice. Gucci coupons, boo. Gucci coupons, baby, Gucci coupons. If you want them, I got them. Gucci coupons, Gucci coupons, baby. If you want them, I got them, Gucci coupons.
The girls act stuck up when they know that they're pretty. I don't know, but when they see the Gucci coupons, they get red like spaghetti. They see the dough. See the girls act stuck up when they know that they're pretty. I don't know, but when they see the Gucci coupons, they get red like spaghetti. They see the dough.
I know, that's the power of them coupons, man. When I make it rain, baby, you gon' dance. When I say your name, shorty, you gon' glance. You wanna impress me? This your chance. My dot man, all the... the stack man, the Gucci coupons make them loosen up they strap man. So what's happening? We the new rock stars, and let your friends know that I got them Gucci coupons.
All the girls saying he's so cool, that man,
yeah.
He's that dude,
yeah.
He's so smooth, he's got him moving like Moulin Rouge. Keep him bending like Fouton's juice. Gucci coupons, boo. Gucci coupons, baby, Gucci coupons. If you want them, I got them. Gucci coupons, Gucci coupons, baby, Gucci coupons. If you want them, I got them. Clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up.
DJ smells so good.
I know some of y'all kiss me like, damn, how she still with him? They done been through this. Been missing that. But when you got a good, now put it down. And when he's doing his thing, mama, some things can be overlooked. For real.
Girl, don't be blown out. Get your homie. Put some family in. You know I keep it real. What's round there, tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do. It ain't no game. Right here.
Me, mommy, do it with no fear. Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. In the morning, she cooking me breakfast. Straighten me a tub, cause she don't talk too reckless. Diamond princess, diamond necklace. This right here makes her miss it. If I'm away, away too long. This right here, got her so gone. Got her own ringtone when she call my phone. Very independent, head game strong. And this right here, pop my clutch, then I switch my gears. But sweet, nothing's in her ear. Raw deal, raw deal, just right here.
Girl, don't be blown out. Get your homie, put some family in. You know I keep it real, what's round there, tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do, it ain't no game.
Right here,
do my thing.
Right here,
it ain't hard to see. Can't do it, I need it.
This right here.
it down like this. Watch your boat stirring up, then I grind like this. When I pitch, I never miss. At the U, then it's right back to the block like this. And this right here, after arguments, dog, I have an end tears. Break up, loving what we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin with no makeup. Break up, loving what we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin with no makeup.
Girl, don't be slow when I get your home. But you tell me, you know I keep it real. I'm trying to tell you, go ahead and do what you do. It ain't no game right here.
Black women is different than white women. See, white women go swimming. Black women ain't getting no fucking water.
This shit gotta laugh.
And you know black women, that shit always lasts one motherfucking week. I had to, when black women get their hand nails done, you ain't getting no pussy, don't you ask none. They don't even want no sleep. They'll sleep just like this.
Up in this mother, you know what I'm saying?
All right, peoples, we is live. We is live. We is up in La Casa, in La House, in La Virtual Space, however you want to call it. We is virtually up in your face. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Sayonai.
Good day, Smelly. How are you?
I'm chilling like four villains, my brother. What's happening?
Nothing much. Same old. Netherlands played a game today. 1-2-0. Not too good, though.
You say Netherlands won or lost?
No, we won. We won 2-0. But if you know the Dutch people a little, we want to win in style and not ugly. We want to lose a game with great soccer than win the game ugly with 1-0. But yeah,
right.
It's 3 points. So. Hey, but you got 4 hours today?
Yeah. I'm doing something special. You know what I'm saying? Look.
What's the special occasion?
Oh, well, you know, because, undue to my family drama, you know what I'm saying, that shouldn't deprive the fans and friends of the Starship Smelly Pride. So, therefore, we're going to give everybody a little special treat. We're going to put in 4 hours up on this mofo flipper. And we're going to take it from the Starship Smelly Pride to the Starship Smelly Live. And actually, I'm going to do a little flip-up, though. We're going to do all health-related news today on this half, and then we're going straight nutty for the second half.
All righty. I'm
we're
up
gonna
for that.
Break it on up. We're going to get a little serious for about an hour and a half, and then we're going to get completely just ignorant for the next 2 hours after that. How about that?
Right. Go for it.
But this is
Go
my health, your health Monday, man. How your health? How your health, brother?
My health. You gotta ask me that after a soccer game of my national team. That ain't too good. My throat is sore. I'm a little bit out of my sleep rhythm, so I could do better. But I'll manage.
Yeah. I know that. Yeah, man, I'm high, so I guess that's a good feeling. That's a perfect health. Perfect health, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's
but,
a good health on that one.
Yeah, everybody wondering what the going on this weekend, so Friday and Saturday. What the hell is that? End up using my cousin's truck, borrowed my cousin's truck. I had a DJ gig due Friday. Shouts out to my homeboy Jay out there. And she's doing the research on John New. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel. Thank you. He's putting in links to different pictures of Mr. John New and stuff like that. Y'all want to check it out, it's more honest. As well as all other kind of pictures I got, man. I got about 200 and something pictures on photo bucket, so y'all's ever looking for pictures that smell so good, y'all can go on there and get some free pictures out on them and post it. I forgot all about these motherfuckers.
Totally free.
Yeah, it's my certification, so everybody don't think I'm certified, goddammit. I'm certified in television production. All my shit is down. Okay, I got certifications. Oh, that's one of the little. Y'all see some little drawings on there, too. If y'all clicking through the pictures on Photo Bucket, you'll see some little pictures, little coloring pictures. I had a coloring contest that I did for the kids, you know what I'm saying? I did a kids' day. And then out there at the kids' day, y'all going to see one picture. Y'all, I got to take that off.
What is the number of the picture?
Nah, don't worry about what the number of the picture is. I got to take it off. It's going off. Going off. It's in the 200s. Goddammit, it's in the 200s. Y'all find it? It's in the 200s. Better have to save it because it's coming off. Coming off.
I know. It's here. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. It's a bird. It's picking in the water.
Oh, you talking about the coloring picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them. There's two different pictures. One of them is the bird in the water.
I won't save it, so you have the chance to take it out.
Yeah, right. And then
yeah, right.
Right. taking that one off, you know what I'm saying? You're taking number 227. That will be coming off, people. That will be coming off. So get it while you can. For now. I forgot that was on there. You know, when I go running for Congress and shit, you know what I'm saying? I can't even have them type of pictures up there. You know, they might misconstrue. You know what I'm saying? My intentions.
You planning to run for Congress?
Oh, yeah. The independent party.
All righty. And when is the election for that?
3009.
Ah, okay. That gives me enough time to move over there and naturalize and be able to vote for you. So.
Oh, yeah. I got you. You know
I'll put that...
See, my system works off of international ballots. You know what I'm saying? See, this is how our government should be working. You know what I'm saying? Other countries is going to pick who run the country. How about that? We're going to send a mass ballot out to everybody else's country, send their statistics out, and we're going to let everybody else vote on who's going to run the United States. How about that?
Oh, you really think that's wise? Well, it doesn't matter
yeah.
that much anyway. You only got a choice
all
of
the,
two.
All the fucking trickery that they do with the goddamn ballot systems here, hell, how worse can you get leaving it up to the own hands of other states and stuff? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. It would be real strange that we would be able to vote for who would be running your country, but...
Hell yeah, fucking right. We getting screwed. You know what I'm saying? Voting for the motherfucker we thinking that we want to get, and it ain't even a motherfucker we supposed to be getting. So what kind of is that?
Do you think that a lot of people would show up anyway? I mean, if we got to vote for our own country, that's a good reason to show up. But otherwise, I think most people say, nah, I don't have time today.
I don't know. Think about how many people live in the United States from other countries, you know what I'm saying, that would actually want to say so, you know what I'm saying, in their government to have it naturalized and all that other kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You get a voice. Call back home and say, hey, vote for this guy, you know what I'm saying, because he does this for our community. Boom, there you go.
Well, it still will be weird for the people in the USA to actually not have a vote, but...
Well, it's weird right now to have a vote and not have a vote.
Yeah, that's the same thing, but that's not
exactly.
going to be, even if other people can vote.
Well, that's what we got now, you know what I'm saying? Anytime you fucking voting and then the motherfucker turn around talking to some, oh, we lost the votes. How the fuck you lose electronic votes? Crooked ass ballot system, man. First it went from paper to goddamn electronic. How you went from paper? Okay, that was understandable. We lost a whole truckload of goddamn ballots. All right. We lost a whole state load of ballots. But then you switch it over to the goddamn electronic system. Oh, now somebody, we've lost another state. Man, what the hell, though?
Same thing here. They went back to pencil and paper a couple of years ago, 2 years ago. Man, that's annoying. First, you could just punch a button, and now you actually have to look. Where is it? Oh, there's my pencil.
Man, there we got to go back to confusion again. We'll be back to confusion, you know. I don't know what the hell they're going to do internet motherfucking voting in a minute. Shit. If I go to the internet, go to www.votethepresidentin.com and vote for the next president. That's where you get the whole fucking world in on it. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that
people
is
know shit about the president that we don't know. You know what I'm saying?
That's asking for problems.
Ask for trouble.
Yeah, you got one hacker putting in 1 million votes for one guy and game over. In the end, you have more votes than there are people on the entire planet of the Earth. But yeah.
Well, they're doing that now, so, you know what I'm saying? How the fuck Mickey Mouse was voting, goddamn Donald Duck, all these other fake-ass motherfuckers they found on the damn...
people that died 50 years ago that are voting.
Mm-hmm. That ain't helping people. Today is my health, your health. That ain't helping. You know what I'm saying? That ain't help.
So what's the healthy topic today?
Well, let's go and find out. We're going to www.webmd.com for all your health needs. And what was pressing over this weekend? What was in the news as health related? What's been fucking people up lately?
Who?
We covered allergies. We covered ADHD. We covered asthma. Let's see what else we've covered. We've covered depression, diabetes. I think I covered fibromyalgia. I covered that. Let's see. What have we covered?
I'm looking at the news right now, but yeah.
Enjoying the porn, people. Just enjoying the porn. All right, let's get into fitness. Cause I know nobody in this motherfucker works out. Shit. Work out fingertips. Click, 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 right click, right click. Got some strong hands, goddammit. I got a strong index finger.
Did it always used to be like that?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I work out. In between the shows, I'm doing push-ups and shit while I'm sitting there. So that's how you keep keep yourself toned up. You don't have to work out every day. Just work your muscles every day. You don't do a couple, about 10, 15 push-ups. You'll be good. Pump your heart rate up. Boom, came. Oh, man, all right.
Then to 15, that's a minimum for people our weight, I guess.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's take a let's do this. We're going to take a target heart rate calculator. We're going to take a test. Everybody ready? We're going to take a test. This is a joint Schmelly Prize test. Oh, let me finish telling you real quick before we get into this. Yeah, but goddamn, this is a family problem, you know what I'm saying, led up to this weekend. Motherfucker, my cousin, I borrowed this goddamn ragged-ass truck to go to my DJ gig. I go spend like $30 just to get the goddamn raggedy truck to even motherfucking run because he don't tell me nothing about the truck until I get to the gas station to find out that the truck about to go to shit on me. Because the truck ain't got no fluids, no oil, no transmission, no power steering, no gas. And the bitch had a damn radiator leak. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You ain't tell me none of this. Old raggedy Ford, you know what I'm saying? So I go ahead and, had to waste all the money and shit, waste all my money, putting this money into the truck and shit. Do the gig, come back home. You know what I'm saying? When I come back home to drop the truck off, this motherfucker tells me, it's about 11 o'clock, motherfucker tells me that, and I don't have no ride now. I'm in his truck. I got dropped off to get to the truck. So he talking to some, I can't take you home. I'm like, well, why you can't take me home? You know what I'm saying? I said, shit, I'll give you some gas. You know what I'm saying? Well, man, I got to get up early in the morning because we got what they call a flea market down here, where you can go and sell your little items and stuff in the morning. So, tell me something. I'm going to the flea market, so I got to. I ain't gonna be able to take you home. I'm like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? Man, you stay at one of your home. I said, man, that's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? For you even put somebody out there like that to say stay at your homeboy house. You know what I'm saying? When it ain't gonna take you nothing but 20 minutes out your way to go and drop a person off and then come on back home and go on about your business. Because you're going to be up late night anyway. You know what I'm saying? So why are you going to leave me stranded? I'm like, okay, boom. Over at my homeboy house. I spent the night. That's why Friday got up. You know what I'm saying? I had no internet. Connect. So, boom. Saturday, wake up. You know what I'm saying? Friday, couldn't even get home the whole day. Boom. Till that night. End up DJing for another party that same night till like 3 in the morning. So So I ain't been home yet. So 3 in the morning, boom. Now I can't get home, so now I'm stuck at the house again, bringing up Saturday, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm really stuck the whole weekend over at my homeboy house, you know, and inadvertently. So finally I called them other homeboys and, you know, one of my old school friends, you know what I'm saying? He came and picked me up Sunday. Came and picked me up yesterday and brought me home early, you know what I'm saying? So then I go to the club that night, you know what I'm saying? I go to work. Come to find out my other cousin come telling me about his cousin, same one that screwed me over. Talking about he went to go look, he went to the flea market to find him. And when he found him at the flea market, you know, the other cousin owed him some money. So when he didn't give him the money, my other cousin talking about something, he had a gun on him. My little cousin had a little lighter, the little gun lighters. You know what I'm saying? He had the little gun lighters. And I doubt if he would have pulled it out on him. That ain't even his character. So he gonna sit up there and call the police, the little local police on him, saying that he had a gun. So when they approached him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he pulled the little lighter out, and they was like, well, why would he say that? He was like, because he owed me money. He don't want to give me my money. You know what I'm saying? So they asked him to leave, of course. You know what I'm saying? He left the property. But then it's just like that. That's just been a whole ongoing drama, you know what I'm saying, with one person. And this ain't the same. This ain't the first incident. You know what I'm saying? This is like incidents that have led up to this. You know what I'm saying? With this one family member. So it's like he's real. He did a real fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So, matter of fact, my family member out there.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
Yeah,
I've had something similar. Only in this case, it was my own brother.
What, they left you stranded?
No. Did you ever have a brother that turned you into the police?
Oh, well, my brother been locked up so long, hey, he couldn't turn me in, you know.
Yeah,
nah,
he did.
That's fucked up.
So, yeah. Nice brother. Thank you, once again.
I mean, for what? What did he turn you in for?
I had a gas pistol. I bought that for cheap. I knew I could sell it the same day for a lot more money. And those things are illegal around here, so I dropped it at home, and I went to settle the appointment with the other guy that wanted it. And I came home to get it a few hours later, and then my mother found it, and of course she panicked, and she gave it to my brother. And my brother was something like, ooh, that's illegal. And he brought it to the police. So, yeah. Thank you.
What the hell is a gas pistol?
A pistol that doesn't shoot real bullets. Only, you wouldn't be able to kill anybody with it. Just hurt somebody if you wanted to, maybe.
I mean, what does it shoot then?
Sorry?
What does it shoot if it doesn't shoot bullets?
Plastic balls.
You mean a pellet gun? Like a paintball gun?
Something like that, yeah.
That's illegal to have.
That's illegal to have, yeah.
Any gas powered gun?
Yeah, it's illegal to have a knife too.
Y'all, let me check y'all crime rate. Y'all must got a low ass crime rate or something. What the fuck? Bitches must got good hands or something. Everybody fighting in the streets and shit. Is that what it is? There ain't no weapons. Just fighting.
Well, there are some weapons. Of course, some crazy people have weapons. And most criminals have weapons. Most of the time, people don't get hurt by getting shot and stuff because it's only one side that has the guns. When the two sides have the guns, then the trouble starts.
pellet gun. I need to get me an old pellet gun. Air rifle gun. But see, that's what the police use to detain crowds. They walk around with a. Well, you go on my YouTube, you'll see it. That gun that you seen. If you watched the one talking about how the police the neighborhood, and I was walking through the crowd of the police, you know what I'm saying? The first thing I showed was one of the police with one of the damn, but they shoot rubber bullets. And your ass get hit with a rubber bullet, man, that shit, I mean, it puts a knot on you like somebody hit you in your eye. And it swole up beyond belief. You know what I'm saying? That's what the rubber bullets do to your skin. And they coming out at the same speed, you know what I'm saying, of a, like, you know, shooting a gun, but it's just shooting you with rubber bullets. And now they done took it to a less threatening look and put it in the form of a paintball gun. But, man, please, if anybody out there got hit with a fucking paintball, period, okay, then put that in the form of a frozen paintball, because stupid motherfuckers be doing that slick shit, too. Freezing the paintballs and shit, and motherfuckers give extra sting and tear your ass up.
That hurts.
Yeah. So they got rubber bullets, and believe you me, they have no problem dispersing the crowd when they need to. Once them bullets start flying, poof, 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 that's all you hear. Okay. And people gonna start running. They will get out of the way. So,
hello. I like the old-fashioned water cannon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, now they ain't got that old-fashioned shit no more. Now they got that shit that'll burn your fucking skin.
Yeah, that's
nice. Yeah, that big-ass, look like a big-ass satellite. Military got it right now. They testing it. They can't commercialize it yet. You know what I'm saying? Make it small enough to commercialize it. But it's coming.
What is that with some sort of microwave radiation that it gives off?
Yeah, big ass, like a radio, big ass radio wave.
If you look into the conspiracy field a little, you will find movies about that years ago, really years ago.
Yeah, probably 50 years ago, over 50 years ago, since all Area 51 and everything else, when that shit first started off. Well, 1947, you know what I'm saying? That's when all the shit really started hitting the fan, and motherfuckers started getting investigative in the shit and wanting to get nosy and form all these organizations and all the other bullshit. And there we go. That's how we get into what we're into now. But it's been going on, though. It's been damn sure been going on. All right, check this out, people. You can go ahead and give y'all some health news, health and fitness. Summertime, you know what I'm saying? Everybody seems to wait till summertime to get all buffed up and shit. Suck up the sun's energies and rays and all that good shit. So, you know, this is the time that really when you work out, you want to work out outside, but you got to be careful, especially all you motherfuckers got allergies and shit. Because this is the time that most people be outside cutting the lawns and all that kind of crap. So your hay fever and all that will set in real quick. Just be careful and keep water at all times. Very important. Keep a bottle or two water at all times when you're working out. And then do one key thing before you start. And that's take your target heart rate. And we got a calculator here. You know what I'm saying? Here's some information. Oh, you ever heard of that before? Target heart rate? Your target heart rate? Or do you know what that is?
Yeah, but we never get that information unless you need it for sports. For normal people, that's almost never considered over here.
Huh. For normal people, everywhere should be healthy. And you need to know about this. When you exercise, your body speeds up, and so does your heart, as it works to meet your increased energy needs. But how much speeding up of your heart is safe when you exercise? You need to answer this question in order to maximize your exercise benefits while not overworking your heart. And people ain't even know that. I bet you that. Your target heart rate isn't one rate, but a range of rates. You got beats per minute, or your BPM, expresses percentages of your maximum heart rate. that are safe for you to reach during exercise. And for most healthy people, the American Heart Association recommends exercise target heart rate ranging from 50% to 75% of your maximum heart rate, which is normally calculated as the number 220 minus your age. So take 220 minus whatever age you're currently at, and that's where you want to be reaching your target heart rate. So I'm going to put in 32. It's a calculator here. Matter of fact, I'm going to drop this link for everybody. So if y'all want to go ahead and test your heart rate, you can test it. Go to webmd.com. And hold on.
Well, it's really easy for me. What was your age?
Oh, we the same, brother. Whatever my results, probably going to be yours, though. We the same, everything. Weight, then, yeah, you probably the same weight as me. How much you are? How much you weigh?
139.
God damn. Now I'm 162. All right. Well, let's check this out. Your age, and while you're exercising, you should be between 16 and 24 beats in 10 seconds, and it should not exceed 31 beats. I'm supposed to write that down, and it's fun. But with me, I mean, shit, the dude, when I got on the motherfucker, he was like, man, I ain't never seen a heart rate that low. I had the lowest heart rate in the damn center, you know what I'm saying? But that's one fact, because I smoked the blunt before I came up in there. You know what I'm saying? Lower the heart rate right on down. And then when you exercise, you just got to understand proper breathing. You know what I'm saying? When you exercise. So that's what I do. So, you know.
Well, for normal people in normal sports, that won't be too much of a problem. But if you look at pro sports lately, how many people have died the last year or so, because they just overdid it and they had a bad heart or something like that. It's been a
you got supplements that play a part in that too. All these motherfuckers taking pump my heart up drugs and shit, and y'all, it's already showing that.
It happens on soccer too, on the pitch, and there isn't a lot of supplements and stuff going on the soccer field. It doesn't make you play any better. Maybe run a little faster, but that doesn't really help. But they just get a real hard training and not enough paying attention to the health.
Huh.
And the club.
The clubs definitely though.
Are checking now too for heart problems and all that kind of shit before a player gets to be in a club, because it was just too many. 19, 20-year-old players dying on the pitch. That's, not good news.
Damn. That's great. Well, tell us out. Now that you know your target heart rate, you check your BPM, you take your pulse regularly as you exercise. An easy way to do this is count your heartbeat or your pulse for 10 seconds using your watch, and then multiply this number by 6 to get your BPM. You can feel your heart beat in several ways, such as by placing your fingers lightly but firmly over the inside of your wrist or on your neck just below the angle of your jaw. And be careful not to put too much pressure on the neck. This can slow the heart down and be dangerous in people with blockages of blood vessels in the neck. And you can make somebody pass out by doing that. Don't fucking do that. Dangerous area to play around with. That's when you ever see fucking Spock be motherfucking just touch somebody real quick. Yeah, that's because he done applied pressure to that fucking vessel, and that cuts off oxygen to that main little vessel right there, and make your ass get delirious and you'll pass out. Don't ask me how I know. I'm just saying. Okay, look, let's try this out. Okay, anybody got a watch?
I started the timer on my phone, but not gonna work to have anybody do that over the air. I think it's best for everybody to do it for themselves.
Yeah, there you go. I got my stopwatch. I'm gonna set my stopwatch.
Singapore is in the house, by the way. Welcome, Alexander.
Apa kabar?
Iskandar.
Yeah, Iskandar.
Damn, where can I find my best heart rates?
Find who? Okay, here we go. All right, got to get porn music. I don't know, that might affect the heart rate. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Get porn. All right. Okay, checking your heart rate. Now, using your stopwatch, okay, for 10 seconds, and these ways to count your heart rate for 10 seconds using the heart rate. All right. I'm going to start it. Let me find my pulse first before I even start. I like to do the neck because, you know, your neck, that vein right there is pumping good. So. Okay. Found it. All right, here we go. Going to start. 1, 2, and go.
And what should you do with that? Multiply by 6?
Yeah, multiply by 6. I'm at 11. So
yeah, you gotta be kidding me too.
What? Yeah,
yeah,
I'm at 66.
I did it twice. I did it twice. To check it out.
Let me see. Let me make sure. Alright. I was at 11 now. Here we go. It went up one because I'm done moved around, but it's still 11. Ain't that fascinating. All right, so it shouldn't exceed 31 beats, though, during the exercise. I'm wondering what the... Okay, 16, 24 beats. 10 seconds. It should not exceed 31 beats.
That's now a
okay,
heart
so
rate.
Yeah, okay. So we at 10 beats. We at 11 beats right now.
We're chilling
so
out.
So doing exercise, we shouldn't speed up. I shouldn't speed up to 31 beats. After we done worked out, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't exceed 31 beats. Try stuff. Everybody do some push-ups. That's what we're going to do. Everybody do some push-ups out there. Get some workout on. We're going to do some push-ups. 10 push-ups.
How many?
And then check your pulse. Oh,
how many?
Push too hard. 10 push-ups.
10? No, that's too little. Okay. Yeah.
Then what? 15 push-ups.
Okay.
All right, everybody. 15 push-ups, and we're going to check your heart rate. All right, here we go.
All right.
Right, all right, here we go, set the timer. I'm about 17, 18. Somewhere around now. I'm in between 15 and 20. I average that. I'm in between 15 and 20. After doing 15, y'all can hear me counting? Oh, man. All right. This is a good workout, y'all. This is a good workout for the show. You know what I'm saying? Good workout for the show. I'll never say I ain't give you nothing. I don't look for nothing in the mail for Christmas.
How many do you have?
I was in between 15 and 20. I think I was like 17.
I only have 13. But did you do fast push-ups or slow ones?
Well, yeah, see, that's the other thing. So it depends on how you're working out, too. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be your
heart rate. What I did is I do it slow and controlling. So lower it down slowly, bring it up slowly, lower it down slowly, bring it up slowly.
Right.
That makes a difference.
Yeah, but even with lifting heavy weights, you know what I'm saying? If you just lifting the bar up slowly and bringing it back down, breathing, instead of, you know, pumping it like, of course, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna have your a different heart rate. You're gonna have a slower, steadier heart rate. You know what I'm saying, versus, you know what I'm saying, your heart just beating real fast, like boom, 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 boom. So it is different when you're working out. Remember that. What is the pulse?
That's times six, isn't it?
Yeah, times by six. Our pulse is, okay, hold on. So that would be what? 17 times six. And we got a time of
102. 102.
So, we way the fuck over there.
And mine would be 78.
Yeah, so technically we would be over.
Sorry?
What happened? Okay, nah, because we were still, there'll be 17 beats. But then, you know what I'm saying, in the BPM, so our actual pulse rate is.
Yeah, okay, but it was only 15 push-ups. So if we try 50, yeah, that will be different, I guess.
Well, yeah, the difference would be, because if I could do 50, shit, it'd be a whole lot of difference. I ain't been 50 since I've been in the military. I get up by 30, and then get into that roach mode about 35. Oh, I'm falling. Crash and burn. Crash and burn.
I'm sorry. I have been cheating, so I can do 40 now. 40 of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You've been working out drinking milk, huh?
Drinking milk. No. Just a little.
Oh. What kind of milk do you drink? This is a healthy question out there for you people.
Okay. I must admit that I have a very low fat rate on my body. Less than 10. I guess it's around 7 or something. And I drink not the full milk, not the fat-free milk, but there's one in between, and I like that the best.
Oh, fat-free milk.
No,
I drink silk, which is soy milk.
You had a topic about the MSG lately. You know what soy contains?
No, that was Prophet Jackal, matter of fact, that had the MSG. I guess I got to go back and listen to the damn show. Shit. Forgot about that. Damn. Now y'all gonna make me motherfucking learn about. Fuck
it. It's not
MSG
added in there. It's just in there in large quantities by nature. But, I don't know if it's wise to gollop that in by the leaders.
What? Well, I mean, I ain't no real big milk drinker like that, but...
No, me neither. I drink milk at a regular basis, but not daily.
MSG. Commonly found in Chinese food.
The next time you're on the toilet after your Chinese food, you know why.
Migraines and headaches. That's what it leads to?
I'm not the expert on that. Maybe Heavenly Agent could call in. She has done tons of research on that.
Yeah, they're Prophet.
Jekyll knows his stuff too. So if one of those would like to comment, they're always welcome to call in.
MSG gurus, call in and tell us what the f- is MSG. Not really giving me anything. What is? Tell me what the hell am I looking up? What does MSG stand for?
Oh man, it's a complex abbreviation of a word. Let me find it here for you.
Hey, if anybody want to call in, it's 347-237-5125. You want to chime in on this subject, man, before we get into the nutty 2 hours of the show coming up, people. I'm going to drop the link in just a second. I got some more songs. You know what I'm saying? Monosodium glutamate. All right.
Yeah, that's
go.
The one.
Now, how do we get that all the way from Singapore? Where are you guys at? Wake up. What's going on in here, man? What's going on? He is in the future, my bad.
we've got a caller coming in, so I don't know if you want to play the song now or wait a few minutes.
Yeah, he said he's going to take him a few minutes, so we'll go ahead and play a quick song. Play one quick song, people, and we'll come right back at you. And let's see what you want to play. Do 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 do. Oh, right at the end of the buzzer. Came in at the end of the buzzer. All right, people, let's go ahead and beam them on in, Mr. Abba Gabar. Oh. What the hell's my mother? Get your gas out of the way. Get out of the way, boy.
Gotta love Timmy.
Yeah, he always getting in the damn way, though. Can't even go on his train. Abagabar! Ixnix Machnix.
Good evening.
Oh.
How are you?
He come in talking English and shit. What the hell is that? Oh, it's Prophet Jackal. My bad. My bad. I thought I was in Singapore.
Now, who is your daddy and what does he do?
What's good, Private Jackal?
Chilling, homie. What's most up good around the neighborhood, homie?
No, man. Well, you already know, man. Chilling like four villains, man. You know. Since you one of the gurus on this MSG thing, tell us a little bit about it, man. What?
Oh man, you know. MSG, monosodium glutamate, that's the worst thing you could ever put in your body. And this crap is on everything you eat and drink. From Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell, any fast food restaurant out there has its stuff in it. Basically, it's a food additive. It's a sodium, they add to food to basically get the taste and flavor. So it's not actually just natural, you find like a soy milk, they actually add it to make it taste good. Because if not, it'll taste like soybean. That's pretty nasty crap. So they add a lot of it to make it taste good. And they add it to just about everything. You can from Coca-Cola, Pepsi, any soft drink, and MSG. It's basically just to get a flavor. So it's on pretty much anything and everything. Now, the thing about the MSG is it's actually been known to cause obesity, cancer, heart problems, and several other intestinal problems, including explosive diarrhea, which is a fun way to, you know, spend your day on the road. Another thing that it causes is irritable bowel movements, not diarrhea, but just irritable bowel movements in general. It causes stomach severe pains, all kinds of stuff, including headaches. People suffer from migraine headaches just because of the MSG intake they have on a daily basis. There's people that have done actually studies where they've removed MSG from their diet because they've been suffering from migraines for years. And as soon as they remove the MSG from the diet, the migraines go away. So it's kind of proven that this is a major cause of a lot of problems. In fact, in the United States, when we started using MSG heavily, it actually started seeing a rise in cancer and other nuclear health issues as soon as they started putting MSG into everything. But of course, it is an additive in food. They disguise it under natural flavoring, or anytime you buy something that has natural flavoring, the natural anything, that's usually in the sweet.
Crazy. Let me add a little something to that. Man, that's crazy, boy.
You know that the use of that stuff is restricted in our country. You can only use a certain amount, a very little of that in normal food that is sold. And in the United States, it's unrestricted. They can pour it in as much as they want.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, a lot of the chicken places out here, like KFC, Church's Chicken, Popeyes, all these places, they actually spray the chicken down once they're, you know, they're in the processing packaging over to send them off to like to the stores. They actually spray the meats down with MSG flavoring. So once they actually get there and they're fried and everything, they already have the MSG like soaked into the chicken itself or the meat. So there's no way to escape it, basically. They're putting it in everything. The one ingredient, the one thing about MSG as an ingredient is that it's very highly addictive, which that's what they want. They want you to buy, you know, a pack of for 99 cents, and they come back and buy another one in an hour, and they want you to get stuck with wanting to go back and eat more fast food and junk food and all that crap you want to feed us. Basically, they're killing us slowly with this crap.
So I mean, what about like vegetables and stuff like that? You know what I'm saying? You know.
Well, yeah. Vegetables is fine if you buy them from the grocery store or wash them and shit. Those are fine. I mean, most of that stuff doesn't have any monosodium glutamate in it. It's all the processed and packaged food that has it. Anything from fast food restaurants has it. Soda. If anything you see sodium on the can or natural flavor, you're going to get that. And the natural flavor, it does come from a natural plant. So they can just have it as natural flavor, even though it's just, you know, it's kind of like a concoction they made up from a natural plant. They kind of extracted the right chemicals to have the effect it has.
I'm hearing you and I ain't hearing you because you kind of coming in and out. I can hear you and I can't hear you. But, yeah, that is still crazy because that's like when they sent that fucked up beef to Mexico and shit, and it had too much something in that shit, and then the motherfucker was like, no, we don't want that shit, and they turned around, you know what I'm saying, and there ain't no FDA regulation over here for the amount of whatever the hell it was in it, and then they put it on the American market. And, you know, that I read about that was in the Nutty News, I believe. Mm-hmm. Poisoning you, people. They're poisoning you. What, hold on 1 second.
Ooh!
We got a motherfucking noise. Do something real quick. All right, because this is My Health, Your Health Monday, man. And, you know, that's one of the concerns right here is MSG. But it's like, how can you run away from it? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do to curb your diet? And I think they were talking about skin problems and stuff. But, like, you know, if it's in everything or almost in everything that you enjoy, put it that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Not saying that it's in everything. It's just in everything that you're used to. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to find something else to curb your diet. You know, find something else.
You know what really ticks me off about MSG, though, Smelly? You know, they market some places like Subway, for example. They market as healthy food. And, you know, you have the Jerry commercials, the guy, the big fat guy who lost all the weight on the Subway stuff. Well, guess what? Subway also puts MSG in everything. Every single thing in Subway has MSG. So it's really not healthy food. It's false marketing, really, is what it is. But, you know, they market it.
That brings me up to the other question. Like, you know, once you know these facts, though, I mean, why you can't sue a motherfucker? I mean, like, if you intentionally, and it's proven, you know what I'm saying? Like, how in the hell, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, one way they get away with it is because the Food and Drug Administration regulates it and they approve it. They approve the use of MSG. The Food and Drug Administration, they approve the sale of MSG. Yeah.
You keep saying the food and drug ain't no goddamn. It's the feds.
The Fez, yeah. Same thing.
Fez. See, it's word people. When you say food and drugs, see, that throws, it makes it sound nice. It makes it sound professional.
Yep.
The fucking Fez.
Big brother.
Federal Food and Drug Administration. They just knocked the F off. They don't even include that no more. The Fez.
Yep.
Motherfucking Fez. Man, I don't want to hear that shit. Fucking Fez. Fucking shit up. Fucking up the monetary system. Letting Britain come, Britain come in, fuck up your whole vacation time. Now y'all can't come down here to the sunshine in Florida, enjoy the beach this year and shit. Unless you come down here with a mask and want to clean up some fucking tar balls and shit.
Yeah, man. This, look, they're killing us with our food and they're killing our planet with the oil. They're killing us slowly, man. That's what they're doing.
Killing it. Killing itself, you know what I'm saying? Trying to let it kill itself. Yep. Monosodium glutamate is a flavor enhancer commonly added to Chinese food, canned vegetables, soups, and processed meats. Although the FDA, Food and Drug, the FFDA, the Federal Food and Drug Administration, has classified MSG as a food ingredient that's generally recognized as safe. What the f*** is generally recognized as safe? If it's not safe...
There are people with allergies to MSG and people that don't be able to cope with it as good as the normal people. So, to me,
well,
it's dangerous to put in the food anyway.
Yeah, but here's the way they get away with saying that generally safe, because in small dosage, it's not going to do nothing to you. But the problem is, when you consume this stuff over a long period of time, the damage you're doing to your body over the extended amount of time that you're using this product, it adds up. You know, a lot of a bad thing is really bad for you, so that's basically the problem. You know, if you drink one soda and you never drink another soda in your life, it's not going to do absolutely nothing to you. But if you drink soda for your whole life, you're going to get obese, you're going to get heart problems, you're going to get lung problems, you're going to get all kinds of different side effects from the MSG ingredient in it. That's the problem. And since it's in everything we eat and drink, practically, even coffee has MSG in it. Everything you eat, drink has this ingredient in it. You're bombarded with this chemical, even in small dosages, with everything you eat or drink. So that adds up, and that is where the problem is.
And I got to look on a little can, because they say that it's supposed to be listed on the actual label. The FDA requires that it, the FFDA requires that it be listed on the label. So when MSG...
It requires, but they get away with it by putting it natural flavoring. You'll notice a lot of the stuff has natural flavor and other natural flavor additives they'll put on there, and that's how they get away with it. They don't exactly have to put the name monosodium glutamate on there.
Right. MSG has been used as food additive for decades. Over the years, the FFDA has received many anecdotal reports of adverse reactions to foods containing MSG. These reactions, known as MSG symptom complex, include headache, flushing, sweating, facial pressure or tightness, numbness, tingling or burning in face, neck, and other areas, rapid fluttering heartbeat or heart palpitations, chest pain, nausea, weakness. However, researchers have found no definitive evidence of link between MSG and, of course, what the blah, 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 blah. Researchers acknowledge, though, that a small percentage of people... It's a billion people in this motherfucking world. What the fuck is the small percentage? All right. May have short-term reactions to MSG. Symptoms are usually mild and don't require treatment. The only way to prevent a reaction is to avoid foods containing MSG. How do you avoid foods or substances, not just food, substances that contain MSG?
That's only possible if they list it on the package, if it contains MSG. That should be a regulation everywhere in the world.
Well, they should not even include MSG in anything is what they should do. Completely make it illegal. Forget about just putting it on the package. Regulate it and make it illegal to use.
If I go and buy salt and pepper to make my shit taste better, why are you already pre-flavoring the motherfucking shit?
Yep.
Then in that mean I shouldn't have to go and buy salt and pepper to fucking flavor the shit then.
Yep.
That's just like fluoride. Why in the hell are you still selling toothpaste on the shelves if you already pre-fluoride in the damn water? That's supposed to already pre-clean your teeth. Come on, man. Come on, people. Baking soda.
Fluoride is not for your teeth.
Baking soda. Hell no, nah, ain't good. That's why you get headaches and shit. And you feel like your fucking teeth are about to break. It's got goddamn fluoride in it. Feel like your teeth all brittle and shit. And you breathe and feel like air going straight through your goddamn teeth. That's that fluoride. It's loosening the enamel on your teeth.
And it fries your brain at the same time, so.
Yes, it
thank
does.
You. Thank you very much.
Ain't none of that shit good. Let's see. Local grocery stores tagging certain foods to show nutritional information and how healthy they are. So, what's behind these grocery store nutrition rating systems? Yeah, the answer. Let's get a little porn music to read that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Quick answer, you know what I'm saying? And I'd like to thank Mr. Spire Knight and Prophet Jackal, you know what I'm saying, hanging in here on the show, man. This is how we're doing it. My Health, Your Health Monday. Matter of fact, real quick, shout out to Alexander Sangapo, Heavenly Angel from Washington, Jamie Hammercon, representing as Florida, correct?
Yeah.
Garcia's in Texas, okay. And then Prophet Jackal, right here. And then Mr. Sion Knight, all the way over there.
From
in the
Netherlands.
It's going down. Yeah, MSG and toothpaste, damn. So that's why I don't use toothpaste. I didn't know that. Like, why are you trying to flavor toothpaste? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. All right, check it out. Some grocery stores and food manufacturers are creating their own nutrition rating systems and labels to highlight what they say are healthy options for consumers. Right. These nutrition rating systems, which appear on the grocery shelf or on food packages themselves, use simple scores or colors to indicate how much a product rates in terms of calories, fiber, fat, sodium, and other nutrients. Each nutrition rating system uses different criteria, which may include federal dietary guidelines or input from dietitians. But these labeling systems have become controversial. Yeah, because sometimes called front-of-package labels, shelf labels, or shelf tags, they are raising the eyebrows of consumer groups and agencies that contend they may be misleading. For instance, a high-sugar cereal was rated healthy. Some of the companies behind the labels have become the subject of lawsuits and state investigations. Exactly, people, so you can't believe everything you fucking read. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. If the motherfucker says, oh, this is healthy, and then you look on the back and the shit says 100% sugar, well, I mean, you got to make that human conscious, you know what I'm saying? You got to come into that third eye and be like, well, something fucking right here. The motherfucker's holding the whole bowl of sugar on the back, but then it says, hey, this is healthy on the front. Right. Okay. These voluntary nutrition rating systems are different from the nutrition facts label required by the Federal Food and Drug Administration on most prepared foods. So that means that they provide the label and you put the label over their label?
Huh?
That's weird. Okay. While the FFDA nutrition facts label list amounts of certain nutrients for an item, the grocery store nutrition rating systems judge the nutritional value of products. So the FFDA doesn't currently regulate grocery store nutrition rating systems. These rating systems aren't standardized, and it's not always clear how their health ratings are determined. But because of the growing controversy, the FFDA may set standards for this kind of labeling. So, what can you do in the meantime? Don't rely solely on grocery store nutrition rating systems for your nutrition information. And read the nutrition facts label and other nutrition information to help you make wise choices. Which still leads me to the fact, if the fucking FDA is supposed to be doing the labeling and shit, how in the hell are they coming in doing their own private labeling? And how the fuck are we supposed to know the difference from FDA or the fucking damn grocery store? Come on, man. This what the fuck is. Ain't no, none of the cans say FDA approved on them. So how the... Oh, boy, look at here, people. You got to look beyond the veil. Look beyond the veil. Cause it's some bullshit getting thrown around. And it's...
Oh, delicious, don't.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking...
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That's real, man. It's... All right, well, check this out, man. And I got, I'm going to drop the link for Starship Smelly Live, which is coming up in 30 minutes. We'll bring you all news, and I mean from around the world. And I mean the world. 2 hours strong, people. Starship Smelly Live, we're going into the second hour. This is a, appreciation day for everybody, you know what I'm saying, hanging out with the Starship Smelly Prize for, you know what I'm saying, past couple of weeks or whoever just joined or over the past year, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, even though I missed a couple of days, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'll get back to it in a major way, you know what I'm saying? So, coming right back after you. Going to get into another little bit more info. 30 more minutes. My health, your health, Monday. It's your host. Cap, smells so good.
Yeah.
And say your night.
I'm back.
Yeah.
This is hip-hop, homie, and the phone so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, hip-hop ain't well. But if I do me and you like my mood, then just let me be and I can save this too. It's all what I thought, got pieces of pieces. Break down this rap shit to nephews and nieces. Fans become fans when I rip apart a thesis. I can say anything, the kids will still believe it. You sound pretty smart till a smart person comes. Without an education, got the boss to call you dumb. So, how you feel now with them thousands gone? I can make you feel stupid with my wit and charm. Now, the music I love is the music you hear. When I take it step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Build the rep, got your street cred, you step to the steps that you got within your boundaries with tons of respect. Now, everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it, you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to turn, pages to turn, sense to flame. Now, love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Faded, now lately, let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy, or maybe I'm saying, yo, Jesus in plain clothes, playing through the radio. Far from, I might be slightly in a fight G. Past the mic, me try to vision what I might see. I try to paint a picture in music, I'm an artist. So picture an upbringing, golden fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you gotta angel. A lock on a target, some shit that I can aim to. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now. A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to say. That I'm not, I am just another side. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my mood, then just let me be and I can save this too. This is hip hop, homie, and the form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too. Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict. See, the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIT. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies.
many late nights at South Beach Club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldier. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shit he spits. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who want to talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip-hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money, this is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud, we just hold out the head. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip-hop ain't dead. Some new logic for your hands, the jackal. See now, let's go!
Now if they would've asked and I would've told, then I would reply, if I pay well, but if I...
Pop quiz on the beat, track tipping production.
Jack, Jack, let it flow. Jack, let it flow.
Got a mean swag, yeah, I like it swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like it swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like it swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like it swag. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. He got a mean swag, he got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, daddy, I peeped you. I'm so excited to see you. Can't wait till I greet you. I can tell that you're the real man. Off top, by the way, you shook my hand. Nothing like some freak dudes that can be so rude. I think you're the gentleman. We can make the best friends. If you got me in the front, then I got you in the end. I'm a down tight chick, and I'm in it to win. I wanna be on your team. I'm talking to you and me. There ain't no I on me. No telling what we can be. You can run your world of fake, and I'll lock down music. When it comes to these lyrics, and it grows exquisite. Yeah, I respect your grind. I want your heart to be mine. But when it comes to quality time, please give me all attention. Cause if not, see, that's way slipping. That's way slipping. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill.
He got a world head on his shoulders. I like the way he works. He used to be a street team, but now he got his own show. He's a great leader, and every dude wanna see him. And his name rings bells, be like Dave Chappelle. And every time he speaks, everybody pay attention. If we are Arnie, you the number one lieutenant. I hope that you listen when I'm speaking my words. I just said a verb, I think his style is superb. And every time he look at me, he make me feel like, ooh, it must be a luxury for him to be around me. I like the way you kick your game, baby, use a cane. Yeah, you the boss man, keep glue on your thing.
Got a mean swag, yeah, I like it swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like it swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like it swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like it swag. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag, he got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag, he got long hair.
Soon, police gonna rest that bag. I what a slug supposed to do. You wanna shine a skin new. They even got them bounty hunters looking out for you. And oh, you came from home. Police even tapped the phone. I wish they leave him alone. But I don't want no drama. Cause what you do is coming back, double karma. No, I ain't got no time to be coming to your court date. You locked up, you even missed that son's birthday. You always in the street, ah, living with your homeboy. You don't always spend no time. All you want is going grind. But I want a real man, gon' respect my mind. Yeah, he get it, he built houses, he stay shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag, he got long hair, he drive big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it, he built houses, he stay shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag, he got long hair, he drive big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag.
ears. Oh, yeah, you gotta love that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, he loved it, too. All right, people, we're back. We got more controversy, you know what I'm saying, more important issues that cover your health. My Health, Your Health Monday. It's brought to you apart by a few people. What the, is at the top? What's at the top of the show page? Hold on. Oh, hell, I forgot my damn self. The unofficial sponsors, man. This is brought to you in part by Amazon.com. You can click on the links, and it'll take you to some different little health tidbits you might be interested in. I guess I'm supposed to be doing these kind of promos if I'm supposed to be getting paid. Because you sons you ain't giving me right now, you mother... Oh. Sorry, people. The MSG kicked in. The MSG just kicked in right here.
Monosodium and glutamate on your way.
What's wrong with him? He's monosonoglutamating.
Oh, my Lord.
He's monoing. He's monoing. Somebody help. He's monoing.
The brother's got a bad case of monosodium glutamate. He's not going to make it.
He's not going to make it.
Sprinkle some crack on him, Johnson. He'll be all right.
Crack. Crack, it's MSG in the crack.
Yes.
How do you think it got that flavor?
Crack, baby.
Oh, man. I mean, you got some of that chicken. You got some chicken crack. I need some of that chicken flavor crack. You got any chicken flavor crack? Yeah, give me two scoops of the chicken flavor crack. And
crack is delicious, Joe Rogan.
One of that steak crack. You ain't got no steak crack left? Yeah, I like that steak flavor crack. People, I'm trying to find a little sponsor link. Y'all hold on 1 second, man. The mother ain't coming up for me. I don't even know who's sponsoring. Oh, there we go. Here we go. I gotta listen to
Blog Talk Radio.
You gotta love that English chick wherever she's from. She's hot. She's hot. Oh, sorry, people. Forgot we were on the radio just then, talking about the Blog Talk chick.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, she gives me.
You know what I'm saying, like, you know, why they don't have like a jingle? You know what I'm saying?
Blog Talk. Dude, I think the best jingle ever is the Winamp jingle.
Winamp. It really kicks
it really
the llama's ass.
Yep.
What?
Winamp. It really whips the llama's ass.
Hell no. What the f*** is this, man? Oh.
Are you on your own show page?
Yeah, but I'm trying to get...
Then your live stream started to play.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time when I go to your stream.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That just scared the hell out of me one day.
Where the hell's the music at? Where's it at?
Yeah. That scared the hell out of me once. I was like, where the hell is that coming from?
And I'll be trying to be quiet, too. Sometimes I'll go on a business and forget. And then that mother...
Oh, my God.
Whatever, something to come on the condom commercial or something on the stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like Durex condoms. Like, what? That's the wrong time to be. Alright, it's sponsored part by the new. What the?
Menudo?
That's not me.
Menudo?
Oh, that's me in the Back to the Future, my bad. That's me. Let's see. Sponsored by Health Force, Fruits of the Nature. This is, what the hell is so small? I can't even hardly see it. Super something from Mother Nature's Orchard. Super
right.
Seeds, something like that. Okay, well, something like that. That's one of them. Click on that. Get your fruit on. Also by the new Fuzzy Buns, adult diapers.
I want that.
What's, What size fits most all? And also, healthy extension. Not the keep up yang ups. No. Little bites. Healthy extension, little bites. I don't know why they have a dog on top of them. I might have clicked on the wrong one. So
did you say fuzzy
yeah.
buns? Or furry buns?
Yeah. Fuzzy buns. Well, but the health extensions, little bites, I thought those were for human, and those have dogs on them. So eat at your own risk. Yeah. We're all animals, people. It's all healthy. Get in life. Nothing wrong with it. Yeah. I think I got some dog biscuits in the pantry. I'll go get some.
Yeah.
Not. Look, this is also to the MSG, man, a villain and promoter of liver inflammation and dysplasia.
Yeah.
So these are all the stuff we need to be writing down, you know what I'm saying? So it's time to pop off the lawsuit. But yeah, this is also what it calls. Chronic inflammation is a common theme in a variety of disease pathways, including autoimmune diseases. The pathways of chronic inflammation are well illustrated by non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, some big-ass word, or NASH, which is of a serious concern due to its increasing prevalence in the westernized world and its direct correlation with lifestyle factors, particularly diet. Importantly, NASH may ultimately lead to the development of hepatocellular carcinoma.
What he said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We previously reported that injection of monosodium glutamate or MSG in ICR mice leads to the development of significant inflammation, central obesity, and type 2 diabetes. To directly address the long-term consequences of MSG on inflammation, we have performed serial analysis of MSG-injected mice and focused in particular on liver pathology. By 6 and 12 months of age, all MSG-treated mice develop NAFLD and NASH-like histology, respectively. In particular, the murine steatohepatitis, some big shit. At 12 months was virtually undistinguishable from human NASH. Further, dysplastic nodular lesions, none of that sounds good, were detected in some cases with the fibrotic liver parenchyma. We submit that MSG treatment of mice induces obesity and diabetes with steatosis and steatohepatitis, resembling human NAFLD and NASH with a bunch of other big words. Basically, it gets your ass fat and gives you fucking diabetes.
And causes liver
inflammation and dysplasia.
Am I glad that it's you the one that is reading this and not me?
Hey, brother. Well, somebody's got to motherfucking, you know, climb through the shit. You know what I'm saying? Climb through the shit.
Word.
What the happened? I got disconnected. Oh, that's right. Yeah, because I kept logging into the front page. My bad. All right. Well, anyway, let me drop the link real quick for the next show coming up, part of the 4-hour marathon right here live, Blog Talk Radio. And we're taking this over to the Starship Smelly live show. And there you go. Oh, I got to change that name, too. It's supposed to be Starship Smelly live.
Starship Smelly Prize 2.
But it's going to be Starship Smelly live. So we live and in person. Eating fruits and vegetables. Well, ain't it MSG and nuts?
And nuts?
Oh. Did he say
no idea.
Nuts?
That's a lot of nuts!
I'll take a bag of nuts.
That's damn, man, that's fucked up, though, man. MSGs and everything that you consume, people. Gotta be
pretty
careful.
Much.
Now, as far as, well, how would that be affecting, like, a vegan then? You know what I'm saying? People on vegan diets and stuff.
Oh, it affects them big time because everything that has soy products is made with MSG. Soybean products are loaded with it because it gives a flavoring. If not, like I said, soybean products taste terrible because it's made out of freaking soy. It tastes like crap. So they add that stuff to make it, you know, taste good. You hear about the chicken patties like at Publix or Winn-Dixie that are like soy chicken patties? They're fake chicken. I think they're made by Sunny Barnes or something like that as a product company. Or Easter Barnes or something like that.
Oh.
Well, those are loaded with MSG. Anything like the sausage links that are made with tofu and soybeans, all that stuff is loaded with MSG. Loaded. So people who think they're being healthy by eating, you know, the non-meat products, they're actually killing themselves even more and making themselves fatter.
So, Smelly, you might reconsider that soy milk that you were drinking.
Yeah. People who drink Diet Coke, you idiots, it's loaded with that stuff. It's even
proven that it's a totally backwards
soda
effect.
Diet soda is loaded with that. It also has aspartame and all kinds of other ingredients that are nasty as well.
So what is the solution? What is the solution here, people? I mean, are we just going back to drinking beer? And because I don't see MSG in the beer.
In the words of John from Paranormal 51.
Drink water
and grow your own food, man, and like grill everything. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Oh shit, I'm with that. That means go back to being poor again. Shit, yeah. That's what I'm fucking talking about. Shit,
I'm already there, homie.
Man, you notice when you was broke, you was healthier than a motherfucker. Then when you started getting money, you started eating all the fuck shit, taking your ass all to the dark spots of the world, McDonald's, fucking Wendy's, and all the other nasty food places. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And then they got that taint into you. So once you got that taint into you, it's hard to, you know what I'm saying? Plus you're getting it on the television, you're getting it on the radio. You're getting in from 400 sides to say that you're hungry and you need to take your ass to go and get something to eat. Mind control, people. Mind control.
Mind control, yep.
If I can control your mind, go smoke marijuana. Smoke. If you can, man, you're not on papers. Smoke marijuana. Yeah, make sure I throw that in there. You know what I'm saying? Gotta make sure I throw that in now. All right, people, now, I posted the official link already. It's blogtalkradio.com/StarshipSmellyPrize2, which will be changing to Starship Smelly Live. You know what I'm saying? That's what we will actually I'll probably start doing all my live shows. I don't know how live it can you get, but, you know, it make it sound better. Ooh, it's live. Bitch, be live every day. You know what I'm saying? But you catching the archives? Shit. Bringing it to you. So, yeah, that's what we got. 7 more minutes. And then the next show is dedicated to nothing but Nutty Madness, man. 2 hours of mayhem. I'm out of marijuana, so I got to drink
water.
Heineken Light.
Drink water.
Drink water.
I'm drinking Heineken Light. It's the same shit. You know what I mean? Same shit. And let me give shots out to Puppet Master out there, one of the artists I'll be playing here on the show. You know what I'm saying? He's recommended me to be part of one of Island Def Jam's DJs as far as representing him and promotion. So I'll be getting a T-shirt with my name on it.
Nice.
Wow. Thank you. And, yeah. So, that's out of Puppet Master, you know what I'm saying? It's all networking to me, you know what I'm saying? I'm wrecking the game entertainment. So when a bitch asks me, you know, hey, you know, can I, you know, what, who are you or what you belong to? Regular Game Entertainment. Now, I affiliate with Sucker Proof DJs, you know what I'm saying, and anybody else. But as far as that, man, I'm a lone man, so Regular Game Entertainment stands alone in the paint. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My health, your health, Monday, man. We're going to go ahead and get into a couple more songs to drop the link so everybody can go ahead. I'm going to get the other show started, and then we're going to carry on over there and continue the mayhem. And right here is Mr. Puppet Master. If anybody got some baby mamas out there, you know what I'm saying? Check it out.
What I'm
going to
need you to do is I'm
going
to need you to hold your plan and your hustle and bring me in that money. Go ahead and drop that.
My baby mama, bro. My baby mama broke, my baby mama broke. Cause she want all my money, money. Cause she can't have my money, money. Cause she want all my money, money. My son is too close. My baby mama broke. Broke like no joke, I thought I told you that before. Cause every time I see you, fresh polish on your toes. That's why I caught my son his own business with a code. And caught me a fresh outfit, fresh pose. Every time I see you, always asking me for more. Damn, baby mama, just send it to you where it go. When you come around, new hair, new clothes. So when you gonna respect the payment, I don't know. Cause some kind of shady, kind of sneaky with your girl. I take care of minors while I'm grinding across the world. The hustle don't stop, mama. Catch up, you lost, mama. Keep your 9 to 5, I'ma grind, now stop, trust. That I'm doing this for my little bruh, hush. When it comes to my little man, I don't blush. Little man, daddy got you, you know. My baby mama, bro.
Take me seriously, you take me for a joke. That's why I wrote this song and it just might blow. Just to show my little man that daddy is a pro. And baby mama know, that's why. Baby daddy gotta get it when I spit it. Go stop, get with it, stop slipping, might get broke off. I'ma show you how to get it as soon as I catch up and lift off. Yeah, I know you pissed off. I'ma pay my government cash, my debts off. You didn't know I knew you put me on child support, huh? But it don't matter cause I see what kind of girl you are. I want a family hotel on the boulevard. You wanna bring me down? Well, that's gonna take long. Send the emails and texts, well, that's a soccer song. I stay broke for real, need money for my son. By the way, my baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. Cause she want all my money, money. Cause she can't have my money, money. Cause she want all my money, money. My son needs shoes and clothes. My baby mama broke. For the love of money, man, I gotta stay away from trouble. For the love of money, gotta get this money now on the double. Money, money, hey.
All right, y'all, the last song, we're going over to Starship Smelly Prize Part 2. And thank y'all, Sign 9 and everybody for riding out with us. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do. So come on over to the next show. Enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? If you're not, catch it out in the archives. It's going to be a nutty time. We're going to have a good time. It's all news, baby. You know what I'm saying? The nutty way. I'd like to thank y'all riding out. My health, your health, Monday. Make sure you be healthy, people. You know what I'm saying? Because your health is very important to me. You know what I'm saying? And that's just real. So my health, your health. Do what you got to do. Stay healthy out there, people. And,
Keep up with me. They can't 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 keep up with me.
I'm so consistent, homie. I've been on the grind and I'm consistent. Look at my juice, I be shining. Like I'm different.
different. Flows ahead of my time, oh, catch me slipping. You know I'm strapped with the iron, you start to tripping. You must be out of your mind, my team is pissing. I'm like my chemist prime, my style's sustaining. Boil the water, I'm finding acid.